Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. Today, we're going to talk about the transformation of our physical bodies. We were told by the ancient prophets that this would be an age when our physical transformation would occur at an atomic cellular level, and that our four earthly bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, would be transfigured into expressions of vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite physical perfection. I'd like to share with you today some of the very important information about this subject that has been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Now, as we begin this special time together today, please breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame and from you into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as you are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to share today is being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time. Remember, the past is over and the future doesn't exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. For eons of time, prophets, seers, and religions and holy books have foretold of a coming of an age when heaven would manifest on earth. The prophecies revealed that during that auspicious moment, humanity would awaken from our long exile in darkness, and we would begin to remember who we are and why we are here. We would develop our latent powers within, and we would discover that we are not the fragmented, fear-based human egos that we have erroneously accepted as our reality. Instead, we will realize that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, and the prophecies indicated that we would know that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We probably all contemplated this lofty vision at one time or another, but I don't think we ever imagined that it was going to occur in our lifetime. As long as we thought that physical transformation would take place in some distant time and place, it seemed like maybe it would be a remote possibility. But for it to occur right here and right now, that is just beyond our comprehension. But this is that moment. This is the moment for which we have all been waiting. It is the dawning of the age long foretold by the ancients when heaven will manifest on earth. Not magically, but through the co-creation of awakening humanity, realizing that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are manifesting in our lives. This will be an age when humanity will be transfigured into the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies. And this is the initial impulse, the dawning of that age. The day of domination and control by our fear-based human egos has passed. Through miracles that have taken place over the past several decades, a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness for every evolving soul on earth has reached the threshold of the fifth dimension. Our I Am Presence, our true God Self, now has direct access to our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This is true for everyone, whether we've been aware of it or not. Every man, woman, and child's I Am Presence, their true God reality, is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to take full dominion of that soul's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This is a moment we have all been preparing for since we fell from grace eons ago. The heavens are literally rejoicing, and the elation pouring forth from the company of heaven is boundless. Now we each have the responsibility of listening to the divinity within our hearts, our I Am presence, to see how we can assist with the tangible process of our physical transformation. In order to attain this victory in the light, we need only to lift up in consciousness and to step through the open door into our eternal freedom. This is the dawning of the age of enlightenment and wisdom, the age of spiritual freedom, when our humanly created, self-inflicted separation from God will be permanently healed, and the truth of our own divinity will be accepted by every child of God. The maladies existing in our four earthly bodies are human miscreation. It's a result of negative thoughts and feelings that we have created over lifetimes. An awakening is now taking place within every heart flame, and change is being experienced by every person on the planet, whether they are consciously aware or not of the magnitude of what is taking place. Everyone realizes that something is happening. Physical transformation is occurring within every person, subtly and deeply, at an atomic cellular level. The power of God is pulsating in every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. This process of transformation has been a dormant seed in our consciousness, and it is now being activated by the tremendous influx of God's light under the direction of our I Am presence that now has direct access to our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The seed of transformation is growing and expanding, filling our entire beings with light and lifting us up to touch the fifth dimensional realms of illumined truth. This is empowering us to integrate the infinite perfection of our fifth dimensional physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies. We are literally transforming from carbon-based third dimensional human beings into crystalline-based fifth dimensional solar light beings. It is creating a sacred space for humanity to become the perfection of our I Am presence, while we're still in the world of form, but vibrating at higher frequencies of vibration, right here and right now. We don't have to understand this process. We don't even have to realize what this exactly means. All we need to do is connect with our I Am presence and accept that there is a transformation going on within us that is lifting us into higher frequencies of light. As the seed of awareness grows in our consciousness, it blazes like the sun, radiating forth rays of light that flow from heart flame to heart flame, connecting every light bearer on the planet. This activity of light has created a powerful force field around the Earth, literally a fifth-dimensional crystal grid system of divine love. The collective radiance of this grid of divine love is the most powerful force on the planet. It has formed a bridge of light that spans the abyss from the lowest vibrations on Earth into the fifth-dimensional realms of infinite physical perfection. This is the bridge to freedom, over which this Earth and all her life are ascending into the next spiral of evolution. The light of our Father, Mother, God is being balanced within every heart flame. The balance of divine will, power, and authority from our Father God, and the divine love adoration and reverence for life from our Mother God is now pulsating through all levels of our consciousness. Excuse me. The company of heaven is assisting the I Am presence within each one of us to awaken the inner knowing and the remembrance of our oneness with all life. Our strength lies in this greater knowing and in the unification of our hearts and minds with the billions of life streams joining us on the return journey back to the heart of God. Much of the chaos humanity is experiencing right now is because we perceive ourselves to be a separate intelligence apart from God. Some of us have even gone so far as to believe that all we are is our physical bodies. We have come to this conclusion because we look at the outer world and judge what we see to be real. The beings of light have revealed to us clearly that the truth is that we are multidimensional beings, and the physical plane of Earth that we're so aware of is just one of the dimensions that we abide in. Our material senses, touch, sight, sound, smell, and taste, are limited and report only this physical plane. Actually, the dense physical plane that we think of as being so real is the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. And it is the densest and the very last dimension to reflect the many changes that are taking place within us from the realms of cause where everything begins. Sometimes the physical plane is even called the world of illusion because it is so distorted. The denser the veil of illusion becomes as a result of our fall from grace, the more distorted our perception was, and the more we clung to the material physical plane to give us a sense of security. Prior to our imagined separation from God, we were very aware of the law of the circle, or what is sometimes referred to as the law of the attraction. We knew that we are the co-creators of the physical dimension. We understood, prior to the fall, that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are continually being projected onto physical matter, and they're manifesting in physical form as they attract unformed primal light to them. We realize that the law of the circle is a creative force from the universal source of all life that flows through every human being constantly. Even though we lost the awareness of this universal law, it in no way changed the reality of the law's existence. Through the law of the circle, or the law of attraction, our gift of life flows through us and picks up the particular vibrations within our consciousness. Our consciousness is an accumulation of all of the beliefs, the thoughts, the words, and actions and feelings that we have expressed over our many lifetimes. As the creative force of the law of the circle passes through us and picks up the vibrations of our consciousness, the synthesis of all energy vibrating there is projected onto physical matter. What that means is that everything that is manifesting in our lives right now is a result of our past thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. This is true whether we're referring to our financial situation, our health, our relationship, our careers, our happiness, our success, or our peace of mind. At any given moment, we are a sum total of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings we have expressed since we were first breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. As long as humanity holds within our consciousness the illusion that we are separate from God, we're going to experience distorted conditions of matter. Only when we realize our oneness with God and our oneness with all life? Are we going to ascend out of this world of illusion and reflect the patterns of perfection that are contained within the causal body of God and draw those patterns down into the physical plane, thus manifesting heaven on earth? Since the fall, humanity has given power to physical matter. We have given our physical bodies power to elevate us or to bring us down. We have given our body the power to incapacitate us through sickness, poverty, unhappiness, aging, and on ad infinitum. We have allowed the distorted manifestation of physical matter to be our reality, when in truth, physical matter is an illusion that has been created by our beliefs, our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It's time for us to realize that our bodies and physical matter are not intelligent life forms separate from God, but rather they are simply a mass of atomic energy controlled by our consciousness. Never does matter control consciousness. Our bodies and our physical environments are reflections of our consciousness. That is why matter cannot be changed by sheer human willpower, any more than a reflection in a mirror can be changed if we do not change the object that is causing the reflection. Presently, our world reflects our consciousness. We have erroneously set about trying to change outer world situations instead of changing our consciousness, which is causing the outer world situation. This is a futile effort and can only be corrected by raising our consciousness and remembering that we are one with God and that we are one with all life. When we actually accept our I Am presence, this aspect of our divinity as ourselves, and not think of this aspect of divinity as some separate self, our environment and our world will start reflecting an entirely new picture. Our I Am presence reflects the perfection of our true God reality. So instead of disease, we will manifest health. Instead of poverty, we will manifest abundance. Instead of war, we will live in peace. Hatred, prejudice, and intolerance will be replaced with love, acceptance, and reverence for all life. For many, this process is beyond the reasoning of the outer mind, but the I Am presence is beginning to reveal itself as an inner knowing within our heart flame. When we release the illusion of our separation from God and become one with our I Am presence, our power is withdrawn from matter. Matter is then seen as a mass of electrons waiting to take on our consciousness and to reflect the perfection of God. When we recognize the I Am presence as the master of our bodies and environments, we experience freedom from limitation. The light of God will then transmute all of our distorted beliefs and the illusion of separation that has bound us to negativity, poverty, aging, disease, and decay. It is time for us to begin transforming our consciousness by recognizing and accepting our true God reality, our I Am presence, and our oneness with all life. In order to do this, we must go within and reestablish a loving relationship with our I Am presence and the divinity pulsating in every person's heart flame. The I Am presence is the part of humanity that is created in God's image. It is the facet of our beings that we can all truly love and honor. When we begin to recognize that every human being is a son or daughter of God, we begin to glimpse humanity's true potential. Then we realize that the will of our Father God and the love of our Mother God are within each of us, right here and right now. This infinite light of God is all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, and all-powerful. At this time, we are being given an unprecedented opportunity for our I Am presence and our fifth dimensional solar light bodies to integrate into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional earthly bodies. Because of myriad activities of light over the past several decades, this miraculous transfiguration can now occur at an atomic and subatomic particle and wave level. Once this is accomplished, we will be open portals through which the totality of our I Am presence will function on Earth to bless all life. We will be one, consciously and tangibly, with the highest aspects of our divinity. As the light of our I Am presence floods the physical plane with God's infinite perfection, the humanly created shadows of discord will be transmuted, and heaven on earth will become a manifest reality. This is not a cliche. This is not religious rhetoric. This is a profound truth. Through the unified efforts of the Company of Heaven and embodied lightworkers on earth, change is tangibly manifesting everywhere. The beings of light have indicated that we are in the midst of a critical point in time during which the incoming power of God's transfiguring light is building to great intensity. This is signaling the higher realms to begin projecting forth the energy to stimulate the spiritual growth of humanity. Lightworkers around the world are being called to assist in this holy endeavor. Be still and know. As humanity listens to the I Am presence within, more and more life streams are becoming aware that this is a peak transmission period. People are sensing the opportunity at hand, and they are volunteering to cooperate with the divine plan by becoming instruments of God. They are consciously anchoring the incoming light into their hearts through their prayers and their invocations, and they are expanding it forth on the holy breath to bless all life in the physical plane of earth. The number of lightworkers around the world who are deliberately working to fulfill their unique facet of the unfolding divine plan is legions. And the groups of lightworkers who are joining together to participate in various divine ceremonies and activities of light on behalf of all humanity are without measure. The gratitude pouring forth from the hearts of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, in response to this selfless service to life by all lightworkers, is awe-inspiring. Every single day, there are billions of people, who in one way or another turn their attention to a higher power and invoke the light of God into the physical plane. Every one of these people is a lightworker, whether or not they are aware of how powerful their invocations are and what is unfolding in the divine plan on this planet. Every prayer adds to the light of the world. During this cosmic moment, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is flooding the earthly bodies of each person with the maximum frequencies of healing light that cosmic law will allow. The intent of this divine intervention is to prepare every soul evolving on Earth to be able to withstand the integration of the higher frequencies of the fifth dimensional solar light bodies and the I Am Presence. This process is literally divine alchemy, and it is resulting in the transformation of humanity's bodies from carbon-based planetary human beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. Humanity at this moment is in various stages of readiness for this physical transformation. And these physical changes are affecting people in a multitude of different ways. Their I Am Presence is guiding this in alignment with the highest good for each person. There are light workers who have been preparing for decades for this moment. Others have just recently awakened and are just beginning to realize the opportunity at hand. And there are many others who are still in a deep sleep spiritually and did not have a clue about what is happening to them at this time. For this reason, there is an urgency of the hour. Because of this urgency of the hour, a special cosmic dispensation has been granted by our Father, Mother, God. This dispensation is allowing the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, and the directors of the elements to assist humanity in unprecedented ways. These beings of light have been given permission to work with the divine intelligence within our bodies, our body elementals, to greatly accelerate the process of ascending into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. This will allow our I Am Presence to take full dominion of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings much sooner than we ever dreamed possible. What this means on a personal level for each of us is the physical transformation we have always known would one day occur for the evolutions of Earth. The reason for this divine intervention are manifold, but most importantly, as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. As we apply the universal truths associated with physical transformation, which are being revealed to humanity from on high, we will create an upward rush of light and love that will form a pathway for our fellow human beings to follow as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite physical perfection. The mighty Elohim and the directors of the elements have been given permission to amplify every effort we make toward this holy endeavor, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. That means that daily and hourly, these beings of light will work with our I Am Presence and our body elementals to transform our earthly bodies into infinite physical perfection, the perfection of our solar light bodies. The Elohim and the directors of the elements will blaze the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity, known as the Circle of the Sacred 12, through our fifth-dimensional solar spines and our corresponding 12 solar chakras. This crystalline sacred fire will blaze in, through, and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Then these august beings of light will fill the energy bonds and spaces in between the subatomic particles with transfiguring divine love from the very heart of God. This incredible gift of assistance is just the beginning. As we proceed day by day, we will ascend further into the frequencies of the fifth dimension, thus creating a pathway of light over which the recalcitrant souls who have chosen to ascend with the rest of humanity will find their way out of the darkness that has blinded them for eons of time. The aging, disease, degeneration, and mortification of the flesh that we experience in our physical bodies are a result of our fall from grace. These painful conditions were never part of God's original divine plan for the children of earth. In the beginning, the plan was that we would evolve through our earthly experiences using our creative faculties of thought and feeling to become masters of energy, vibration, and consciousness, thus becoming co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. The initial plan was that we would evolve in vehicles of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite perfection, so that we could learn the lessons of co-creation without being distracted by our earthly bodies through disease and degeneration and aging and all of the things that we're experiencing now. But when we began experimenting with our thoughts and feelings in ways that were contrary to God's will, the discordant frequencies of vibration we were miscreating began to reflect in our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, as well as on the environment of Earth. This situation gradually resulted in breaking down the perfect patterns imprinted in our RNA and DNA messenger codes. These codes form the RNA-DNA molecules, which are the building blocks for all manifest form. This bombardment of negative energy caused weak, distorted cellular structures to form, which eventually manifested in our bodies as aging, disease, deformity, decay, and death as we know it now. We accept these things as a natural part of our life experience, but it was never the divine intention of our Father, Mother, God. The time has come for humanity to reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace. It is time for us to transform our earthly bodies into the perfection of our solar light bodies. In order to accelerate this transformational process, we need to reactivate the core of purity within every electron of precious life energy. We are also being given a unique opportunity to utilize amazing gifts from our Father, Mother, God that are being greatly amplified during this phenomenal moment in Earth's ascension process. Purity is at the heart of all creation, and it is an extremely important quality that we must learn to utilize in our physical transformation process. As we understand more about the divine quality of purity, we realize how important it is for us to use this gift continually in our daily life experiences. For instance, purity is a living, breathing pulsation within the core of every electron of energy evolving on Earth. Every particle of life is comprised with electrons rotating around the central core of the atom. The atom is a miniature universe in itself and is the building block of all physical manifestation, including our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The frequency of purity at the core of every electron vibrates so rapidly that no discord can enter into it or contaminate its radiance. If we could stop one electron of energy as it passes through the universe, we would see that within the electron is contained the complete nature of God, all of God's power, all of God's majesty, all of God's divinity. Every single electron contains within the central core of purity the totality of God's perfection. Each electron is an intelligent life force, and as it is projected forth from the heart of God, It joyously and anxiously awaits the opportunity to serve life and to expand the borders of our Father, Mother, God's kingdom. Each second, trillions and trillions of tiny electrons flow from the heart of the universal first cause through our I Am presence into the immortal threefold flame of divinity in our hearts. We then send the electrons into the world qualified with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. The electrons themselves cannot be contaminated with our destructive behavior. The misqualification occurs when we clothe the electrons in vibrations that are less than harmonious. Limitation, illness, depression, and various forms of darkness are the result of our placing a cloak of shadow around the electrons when we send them forth through our negative behavior patterns. If we truly understand this process, we will realize that regardless of how bad our life situation seems, or regardless of how bad our physical condition is, purity and God's perfection are still alive in the core of purity of every electron that is manifesting as that particular physical condition. And this pure God light is waiting even now to be released from its cloak of darkness so that it can manifest the perfection of God's original divine plan for each of us. Remember, each electron is an intelligent form of life that will respond to the command of the threefold flame of divinity pulsating in our hearts. Everything existing in our lives is comprised of electrons. This is true whether we're talking about a person, a place, a condition, or a thing. The electrons that make up our life experiences are reflecting our consciousness. These tiny beings of light come forth from the heart of God and answer the call to obey the magnetic pull of the immortal, victorious threefold flame of divinity within humanity's hearts. Once the electrons enter our heart flame, we add the free will to qualify them with our thoughts and feelings. Since these tiny light beings must obey the divinity within our heart planes, we have the ability to speak directly to them and to command through the power of God, I Am, the continuous and permanent expansion of the flame of purity pulsating at their very core. We would be wise to utilize this activity of light as part of our daily physical transformation process. All we need to do is ask our I Am presence to activate the core of purity in every electron. And as we witness this occurring, seeing that magnificent spark of pure light expanding through every particle of life on this planet, within our own lives and throughout the lives of all humanity, the light continually expands. Then the cloak of darkness is cast off into this flame of purity, and we can then invoke the violet flame to transmute that negative frequency of vibration back into pure light. This is a simple process, but if we do it consistently and invoke the light of God perpetually, daily, through every experience that we're going through, the flame of purity will expand and expand, and the divine potential within every electron will begin manifesting as a tangible experience in our lives. Another very important gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God is the resurrection flame. As we use the flame of purity, we can also invoke the resurrection flame. I'd like to share with you some thoughts on the miraculous resurrection flame. This is another incredibly powerful gift from our Father, Mother, God that is being greatly amplified at this time to assist us with this process of physical transformation. The resurrection flame literally raises up in the vibration all of the negative energy that has caused aging and degeneration and disease and all of the maladies that are existing in our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. In the kingdom of heaven, where there is eternal life, ever-increasing opulence of expression, and neither disintegration nor decay are known, the power of the resurrection flame is not required. However, for the evolutions presently developing in the negativity on earth, our Father, Mother, God, in infinite mercy, have provided a restorative sacred flame. This is a beautiful mother of pearl, multifaceted opalescent flame. And if we invoke it into our daily lives, this flame will revivify every electron of our beings with its giving and life-giving essence. In the beginning, when humanity lived within the laws of harmony, neither disease nor decay nor degeneration were known upon this planet. Then humanity began experimenting with our gift of life, and we departed from the harmonious qualification of God's energy. At that time, our Father, Mother, God perceived the shadow of misqualified thoughts and feelings taking form in the consciousness of the children of Earth, and our godparents knew that the fruits of those seeds would be disease, disintegration, and decay. They further understood that some means of restoration would have to be provided to the children of Earth if we were ever going to return to our original God estate. Our Father, Mother, God looked upon their beloved children and knew the need of the hour. As the statement goes, before they have called, I have answered, and while they are yet speaking, I have heard. Our godparents perceived that a sacred force would be needed and asked for volunteers to bring this sacred light to the children of Earth. A magnificent solar archangel that is now known as the Angel of Resurrection volunteered to bring the resurrection flame to Earth and to sustain it through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child. In order for us to absorb this magnificent gift of light, all we have to do is ask the Angel of Restoration to expand this magnificent gift of the resurrection flame through our hearts and through every electron of precious life energy evolving on this planet. The resurrection flame is the hope of redemption for the entire human race because of its magnificent properties. It is the essence by which diseased and distorted and disintegrating substance generated by the misuse of humanity's thoughts and feelings will be purified, transmuted, and restored to its original God perfection. It works in unison with the flame of purity and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. At this critical time, our Father, Mother, God have granted the Angel of Resurrection permission to greatly expand this sacred fire without limit. The action of the resurrection flame quickens the vibratory rate of the light within the electrons of each of our bodies. This enables the inner light, the core of purity in every electron, to throw off that cloak of darkness, the appearance of limitation, so that the light can stand revealed in its full glory. The resurrection flame will blaze through our earthly bodies and expand through the earthly bodies of anyone who invites it. All we have to do is ask, and so it is. We all have the ability to draw the resurrection flame into our hearts and to project it on the holy breath through every fiber of our beings. we can also project this powerful flame into any person, place, condition, or thing. By holding the focus of our attention on whatever it is that we want to flood with the resurrection flame. When we do that, when we hold in our consciousness and invoke the resurrection flame into that person, place, condition, or thing, we serve as a conduit along which this sacred fire will flow into the places of employment, hospitals, homes, and people and situations, conditions everywhere. We can direct the resurrection flame into the psychic astral plane and into all of the etheric records and memories of the past, dissolving and purifying the etheric records of every life stream, every nation, every continent, every injustice that has ever been perpetuated on any part of life. The Mother of Pearl resurrection flame can be directed into the accumulated manifestation of disease, poverty, despair, greed, selfishness, corruption, war, violence, crime, and every other human miscreation, and into the incredible, tremendous accumulation of negative thought forms which fill the atmosphere at this time, impinging themselves on the mental bodies of people, thus blocking the God directives of their I Am presence. This is a really important time for all of us to become the active participants and instruments of God that we have volunteered to be. We are on earth at this time to love all life into the light. And by using these incredible gifts that have been given to us by our Father, Mother, God, by invoking our I Am presence, the highest aspect of our divinity available to us at this moment, and asking this aspect of our divinity to blaze the white flame of purity, the mother of pearl flame of resurrection, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection in, through, and around all life, we can be powerful instruments cleansing and purifying this planet. When we freely partake of the gifts and blessings of these sacred flames, which we avail ourselves of, we will absorb their restorative power. By opening our four earthly bodies to the transmuting, quickening, raising power of these sacred fires, each of us will greatly benefit from these gifts that were given to humanity through the love of our Father, Mother, God. As we daily utilize the sacred flames of purity, resurrection, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, we will accelerate our physical transformation beyond measure. For optimum effectiveness, we must invoke the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame through our entire beings at least once in every 24-hour period, then invoking the flame of purity and the violet flame as well. We can bathe in the radiant essence of these sacred fires, and every electron of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies will be lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness, gradually manifesting the perfection we knew in the beginning, before even this world was. As we invoke these sacred flames, we will feel the resurrecting power of divinity, the power of purity, the power of the divine balance of our Father God's power and our Mother God's love in the violet flame, stirring into action as they flow through our heart flames and into the world in which we presently abide. Just for a moment, feel this light resonating within your heart flame. And affirm to yourself on the holy breath, I am the resurrection and the life of the perfection of every electron of life, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am the resurrection of life and the perfection of every electron of life, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am the resurrection and the life of the perfection of every electron of life, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. Thus do we become living temples of these sacred fires. The life-giving currents of the greatly amplified resurrection flame, flame of purity, and the violet flame are revitalizing the divine patterns that have lain dormant within our heart flames for eons of time. These flames have enhanced the sacred fire that is bringing to the planet a new birth, the birth of the new heaven and the new earth. These are energies that are manifesting within us now and bringing all into tangible manifestation. As we feel these energies flowing in, through, and around us, allow ourselves now to lift up in consciousness and to tap into these higher frequencies of God's infinite perfection. I am the open door that no one can shut. I am the light of the world, and I realize that my time is at hand. As these energies are flowing in, through, and around us, feel the expansion of God's love becoming tangible as it manifests in, through, and around every aspect of our being. O loving I Am Presence, walk through me. Open the door of understanding so that I may become increasingly aware of the perfection of the new earth and God's abundant universal love for all people and all life at all times. I accept in, through, and around my heart flame now the full gathered momentum of the flame of purity, the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, and the resurrection flame. I accept that these three gifts from the heart of my Father, Mother, God are securely anchored within my heart flame and will now expand through the core of purity in every electron of my four earthly bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, expanding daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Beloved, I Am Presence, as I place my hand in yours, I am one with you, and I travel this earth journey, guided by your tangible presence, doing the simple things that bring happiness to others. Show me how to use these sacred fires to give wisely of myself and my talents in areas where they are truly needed and accepted. Let me say with conviction, I can and I will, as my thoughts dwell on the ascending spiral of right thinking, right feeling, and right action. As I can and I will become part of my consciousness, I open wide the gate of these sacred fires and the divine power within myself to utilize them continually for the highest good of all concerned. Beloved, I Am Presence. Thank you for the blessings that are mine. Thank you for the opportunities that come my way. May I ever praise, bless, give, and receive, love and be loved, and rejoice in knowing that the light of God is eternally victorious, and that I am that light, now made manifest in the physical world of form. I am one with all that is, and I rejoice in this glorious truth. I am that I am. Beloved ones, feel your consciousness returning to the room. Become aware of your physical bodies as these energies are assimilated in, through, and around you. Focus on the power of these sacred flames throughout this week. And next week, we're going to have part two of physical transformation as we continue working with these sacred fires and the gifts that have been given to us by our Father, Mother, God. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.